Okay, so we've got this article about MCP, Model Context Protocol, and it's basically the story of a team drowning in scattered tool definitions across 7 agents and deciding that instead of defining tools everywhere, they'd just run them on a separate server.
Right.
Which sounds obvious until you realize nobody is actually doing this at scale yet.
So the problem is real. They had the same tool definition living in 4 different files. One agent had it. Another validation agent had a slightly different version. Someone wrote a utility module with a 3rd version that was already out of date. Schema change meant touching everyone separately and hoping nothing broke downstream.
And the author's honest about why they built it that way. LangGraph's tool calling is local by design. You define tools where you need them, you call them where you call them, you own all the plumbing. Fine for 2 agents. Complete chaos at 7.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They could have just built a centralized tool registry and injected it at startup. The author actually mentions this. Says they did that in another system.
An
MCP gives you something a registry doesn't. An interoperability boundary. It's a protocol, not a library. A TypeScript client can call a Python server without integration work. A different framework next year still works. A registry is just a list you pass around inside your codebase.
That is such a codey thing to land on. The boundary is the feature, not the registry itself.
It also solves a team ownership problem. Their ML team owns the tools. The application team owns the graph. Before MCP, they shared code. After, they have a clean contract without a shared codebase.
Okay, so how does it actually work? They're using FastMCP, which is the Python SDK. You write a function, decorate it with that tool, the server handles the rest. Schema generation from type hints, protocol lifecycle, all of it.
One thing the article hammers on, never write to SaintDoubt if you're using Stedio Transport. The MCP protocol uses SaintDoubt as the communication channel. A stray print call corrupts the message stream in ways that are incredibly confusing to debug.
That is the kind of gotcha that kills a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, they logged a SaintDare instead, keep SaintDoubt clean for the protocol.
And then there's the transport choice, Stedio versus HTTP. That's not a small decision.
Stedio runs the server as a subprocess. Single-digit millisecond latency, no network, minimal setup. Right for local development, single-machine deployments. Anywhere the server and client live in the same process tree. HTTP runs it as an independent service, scales, works with serverless, fits data residency. And switching between them in FastMCP is literally one line. Change the transport parameter in MCP.run.
That flexibility is huge. You're not locked into a choice early on.
The code example they show is pretty straightforward too. Multi-server MCP client handles the subprocess lifecycle, does the tool discovery handshake, translates MCP schemas into LangChain compatible tool objects. You wire it into the graph, bind the tools to the LLM, and tools condition routes to the tool executor or exits.
One thing that jumped out at me. Multi-server MCP client creates a new MCP session per tool call by default. So if your agent chains 5 tool calls, that's 5 handshakes.
Right.
Fine on Stedio on the same machine, but on HTTP with a remote server you'd notice it. For production workloads, they recommend pinning multiple calls to one session with async context.
Which is why understanding the trade-off matters. You're not just choosing a transport. You're choosing how many round trips you're willing to pay.
But here's the move that actually sold me on this, approval gates. Before MCP, they had human-in-the-loop logic wired directly into graph edges. One custom implementation per tool. Adding a sensitive tool meant 3-team coordination, updating the UI every time.
And after?
The gate moves to a single layer between LangGraph and the MCP client. A sensitive etools set, one frozen set, controls which tools require approval. New sensitive tool? Add it to the set. Graph doesn't change. UI doesn't change. Product and compliance can update the rules from a config file at startup without a code deployment.
That is genuinely clean.
Right? It's not revolutionary, but it's the kind of simplification that compounds across your whole org.
They also talk briefly about what breaks in production. Server crashes mid-execution, the client gets an error on the next tool call. LangGraph surfaces it to the LLM as a tool error. Whether the model recovers or loops depends on your system prompt. But if you're not logging subprocess St. Dir separately, debugging is guesswork.
Yeah, and MCP doesn't protect you from the LLM calling the wrong tool. That's still on you.
Right. The protocol doesn't validate intent. It validates the call itself.
So if you're sitting on a team that's already got 3 or 4 agents sharing overlapping tools, this is probably worth a week to explore. If you're just starting out with one agent, skip it for now.
Fair, but the moment you hit the scattered definition problem, you'll wish you'd read this first.
Exactly. Anyway, catch you next week.